Subject, season of wonder. Season of wonder will be the topic today in our message series. We're going to base this right at the beginning of the Christmas narrative. Before we pray and get started. In Luke chapter 1 and verse number 5. A lot of times people associate the beginning of the Christmas narrative with the encounter with Mary and the angel, but I like to go back to the very beginning of this story and look at the first encounter, the first supernatural encounter in the beginning of Luke chapter 1. And here's what the Bible says. There was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of her daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn to incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard." Look at verse 13 one more time and get that in your spirit this morning. The angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard." So he had been praying for this. Y'all see this, guys? He'd been praying for something miraculous. And what he had been praying for was that even in his old age and in his wife's barrenness, that God would give them a blessing. And the angel shows up and says, "Your prayer has been heard. And your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son." And you shall call his name John. What a miracle. Season of wonder. Y'all pray with me, guys. Father, I love you this morning, and I thank you for the incredible privilege and honor of sharing in your word with your people this morning. God, I ask that you stir our hearts today, that you remind us that you are still the God of the impossible. Lord, you saw the hands earlier. There are people all over this auditorium this morning who said they're believing you for the miraculous, for the supernatural. And so today, Father, I pray that you give us your word in a way that challenges us and stirs our faith and changes our lives, God, because we rely upon your word, we need your word, and Lord, we love your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Come on, if you're ready, say amen. Somebody say, "I'm ready." This week we had an incredible opportunity. I want to share this with you and say thank you to the church. We had a great opportunity this week, the staff members, to go and to serve and to minister and to really just be a light to the precious teachers over at Robertsdale Middle School. Here's some pictures of us just taking the coffee cart and snacks around and just saying God bless you and Merry Christmas to some teachers this week. Had a great opportunity there to just be a light and to witness and to just outreach and to say thank you, and we love you to our teachers. So I just want to say thanks to the church this week for giving to these ministries. Something phenomenal and out, standing is always taking place in the life of the church. And so thank you guys so much for giving to this. And your stewardship is continuing to have an impact in various ways all of the time. So thank you so much for doing that. And so please pray for these wonderful teachers. We had one teacher that stopped us in the hallway and asked to pray for us. She was a blessing. So thank God there. Well, God bless you. Come on. If you're ready, say, I'm ready. Everybody say, season of wonder. Sooner or later, you and your family will inevitably face something that will require you to believe for the supernatural. And as we enter into this Christmas season today, I want us to be reminded that Christmas is a time for us to ignite our faith, to renew our strong belief in what God can do. Even the world knows and understands that there is something supernatural, something wonderful about setting aside a season to recognize the time when Jesus came to earth to save the world. Even the world knows all about the wonder of this season. That's probably because one reason why is because they've got a mascot who knows when you're sleeping, knows when you're awake, knows when you've been bad or good. So, be good. Yeah, amen. Even the world knows and understands that this time of year, there's just something special about the wonder of this season. There's something wonderful about the idea that there is a hope that is available, a hope that transcends these temporal circumstances and allows us to embrace the truth that God can and do those miraculous, supernatural things that are hard for some people to believe in. But Church of God, we believe in them. I said we believe in them. Because we know the one who said in his word that he would do them, and he stands by his word. So in this message, I want to just give us four amazing steps of faith that will spark a renewed reliance on the power and the promises of God in this season. There's no better time of the year to believe together for great things than at Christmas time. It is a season of wonder. First step I want to point out today, as we look closely at this story that we read this morning, is this: embrace the unseen. Can you say that out loud with me, everybody? Say, embrace the unseen. Embrace the unseen. Notice that Zechariah immediately didn't embrace the unseen when he was told by the angel. In verse 18, we'll read further. And Zechariah said to the angel, he said, "How shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well advanced in years." And the angel stepped up. The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel, who stands in the presence of God. And I was sent to speak to you and bring you these glad tidings." Our story today in this message begins with faithful Zechariah and Elizabeth, a righteous couple who, despite their old age and their barrenness, continued, the Bible says, continued to serve God continually and faithfully. In moments, church, when circumstances, and you'll face these in your life and in your family, when circumstances seem insurmountable, we are not called to be discouraged or disillusioned. We are called to believe God and to embrace God's promises even before they are manifested in our lives. That means that because of God's word, you can believe in what he says even when you can't see it just yet. Can y'all understand this morning, guys? Just like Zechariah began to doubt the angel's message at first, you may be tempted to waver in your faith about what you believe when it's time to believe God for something wonderful. Yet hear me on this. Frequently, the supernatural often unfolds right in the midst of our doubts when we choose to believe beyond what our eyes can perceive. Amen. And that really helps us to continue in point number two this morning, operate in faithful obedience. If you're going to experience and really tap into believing for the supernatural in this season, embrace the unseen and continue to be faithfully obedient to what God said in His Word and believing what He said about you. Continue to read in verse 23. I love this part of the story. I read this every year and it challenges me and it helps me to refocus and get recentered on the wonder and the majesty of God's supernatural power. Verse 23. So it was. Watch what he did. As soon as the days of his service were completed, that he departed to his own house. Look what happened. Now, after those days, his wife conceived. Praise God. And she hid herself 5 months, saying this, thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked upon me to take away my reproach among people. Now, if you know this story, and if you've been part of the church or reading Christmas stories any length of time, you're probably familiar with the fact that Zechariah's initial doubt expressed toward the Lord led to a season of silence, but it paved the way for a powerful lesson. It's a lesson for us today. Church, when God speaks, our response to Him and His Word still matters. I want to say it one more time. When God speaks, our response matters. Zechariah eventually found a way to be obedient to the word of the Lord, even though all his circumstances told him that conception between him and his wife was impossible. Scripture says that in verse 23, that when his priestly service had been completed, he went home. I have to believe from inferring from Scripture, he went home on mission. He went home with a purpose. He went home to act upon what God had said to him. And in verse 24, the Bible says that Elizabeth conceived. How many know sometimes you got to act on it, right? Zechariah didn't throw up his hands and say, oh, well, whatever. If it's God's will, I guess something might happen for us. No. He went home saying something like this, I would imagine. Hey, God said that I was finally going to get my blessing, and so I'm going to head home right now and do something about it. Oh, this needs to be our faith-filled response when God gives us a promise or when we read something in His Word. If He said in His Word that He can do those impossible things, church, let me tell you, don't you give up on what His Word says. You cling to what God said. And if He gave you a promise, never let that promise go, but you bear down in great faith and you pray and you believe and you don't give up, but you step out in faith and say, God, if you're going to do it, I'm going to be faithful and obey you. Amen. And that's not all. I've always been inspired by Elizabeth's faithful obedience and response as well. See, Elizabeth's faithful acceptance of God's plan reveals to us that obedience is the key to unlocking the supernatural, believing for the miraculous. It requires our hearts to listen attentively to the voice of God and our actions to align with His will and respond with unwavering obedience, even when the path seems uncertain. Look closely at verse 24 and 25 once more, please. Now, after those days, his wife conceived, and she hid herself 5 months, saying, thus the Lord has dealt with me in the days when he looked upon me to take away my reproach among people. I've often wondered why Elizabeth would wait for 5 months. But I read a little closer, and I noticed that the Bible says that she had been reproached by the people. That means that Elizabeth had been shamed publicly for being barren. She was not only past childbearing age, but she had spent her life a barren woman in a society where a woman's value is vastly determined by her ability to bear a family. But God showed up. I said, God showed up. Come on, somebody. Has he ever shown up for you? Somebody listen to me this morning. God showed up. And I'm excited. She was so excited about her miracle. I thought, why did you wait 5 months? And I read closely because of her reproach, public reproach. Why did she do it? She was so excited that she hid away 5 months so that God would be glorified when she finally came out with her big reveal party. Come on. I can hear Elizabeth saying something right now. Something like, you know what? I'm not even going to go. God may have blessed me. I may have finally conceived with my old husband. Don't know which one of us couldn't get it done, but finally God stepped in and somebody got it done. I'm not even going to go out here right now and tell all those people and let those scoffers and those doubters try to pour water on my blessing. I think I'm just going to wait a few months until my boys start showing, and then I'm going to go out there in the public square where they can't help but notice and march right up to them and point to my baby bump right now and just say, you know what? Look and see what my God can do. Anybody getting a hold of it with me this morning? Don't stop believing for the supernatural. God will do it for you. Amen. Can y'all receive it this morning? Come on, if you receive it by faith, say, I receive it today. Come on. Gabriel wasn't done. Number three, amazing steps of faith in this season of wonder. Have a heart of expectancy. Earlier I asked, how many of you are believing for God to do a supernatural and wondrous miracle in your life or your family right now? Most of the room raised their hands. But let me take that just a step deeper this morning. Are you believing and expecting? Faith does more than hope. Faith sees and hears the word of God and then takes that next step of really believing. And that is to expect God to do it. I've prayed for a lot of people over my life in ministry to be healed supernaturally or for God's provision to come into their life. I love it when people come back and say, hey, Pastor Brandon, it really happened. God really answered our prayers. Thank God. I'm convinced of this. And it's a pastoral tool, but it's a discipleship on-ramp to something truly great. If we understand that, if you truly believe God, when you pray and you intercede and you believe the Lord for something supernatural and miraculous to take place in your life, don't just pray hoping that he hears you. Have confidence that he hears you. Don't just pray hoping that he'll answer. Pray knowing that he's going to hear your prayers and provide the answer that you need. Expect God to do it. Jesus said, if you believe when you pray, you shall have that thing in which you pray for. Come on. Gabriel wasn't finished. Here's what happened. Looking on in verse number 26. Y'all know this story. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent now by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The word betrothed just means they were engaged but not yet married. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Praise God. Every year during this time when I begin to read this story, it challenges me because it becomes a season of wonder because we're about to see one of the most amazing miracles that has ever taken place. We still believe Jesus was born of a virgin. I really don't have a problem with that. I've seen God do too many miraculous and supernatural wondrous things in my life for me to start doubting something that the Bible says happened. Can I get a good amen right there? Amen. as that angel Gabriel visited Mary, her response to him showcased a heart filled with expectancy. Church, believing for the supernatural requires developing a spirit of anticipation. Everybody say anticipation. Come on. It's a spirit of anticipation. It's not just praying and hoping. It's praying on the edge of your seat. Praying with a rock in your posture. I know he's going to do it. I know he's going to do it. Come on. I don't know when, I don't know how, but I know that when he shows up with the answers, it's going to be exactly what I need right when I need it. I've got a spirit of anticipation. Yes, he is. When you read this story, you'll notice Mary's humility, her humble submission to God's plan. Despite the challenges that God's plan presented, it demonstrates that a heart prepared for the miraculous is a heart that remains expectant. You know, that's a great challenge sometimes, isn't it, somebody? Oh, it's easy at times to begin to pray for your needs to be met, but what about when God doesn't answer exactly when you think he ought to answer? Are you able to have a spirit of anticipation and great faith, of expectancy that continues to believe for the miraculous and the supernatural, even if God makes you wait for your answer? On this journey, in this season that we're kicking off this morning, step outside the realm of evidence, church, and begin to cultivate that sense of expectancy of what God is going to do. Begin to eagerly await the fulfillment of God's promises in your family. Await with great hope, with great faith, with great anticipation, great expectation of what God is going to do. I love being around people who, no matter what happens or no matter how long they've got to wait, no matter if their expectations don't come through in the way that they want to, these are people who continue to believe God, continue with a strong word of hope and faith, continue to uplift and encourage and remind you, you know what? It don't matter when God moves. The fact is, what matters is you're relying upon him. You've placed your cares in the lap of the Lord. You've put your burdens in the lap of Jesus, and you can trust him to come through for you exactly when he needs to. Expect your miracle. And while you're expecting the miraculous, you can really more faithfully accomplish the fourth and final trait in these steps, what may be the toughest step of faith for a lot of people. Number four, trust in God's timing. Amen. I want you to say it with me. Come on, everybody, say it. Trust in God's timing. I'd like for you to notice the vulnerability, the innocence and the humility, and the step of faith that Mary took in her response to Gabriel. Look at verse 34. One of my favorite scriptures in the story. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" How can this be? I want you to see something spectacular for just a moment. Notice that Mary didn't hesitate in doubt the way that Zechariah did. She didn't respond to the great thing from God in a way that some of us frequently do. She didn't question or make excuses about why something miraculous couldn't happen. No, she said, "How can this happen? How can this happen? I realize that my circumstance dictates an impossibility right now. I know not a man." But her attitude was something completely opposite of what we would expect. It's like she's saying, "I realize that I'm not supposed to be in a scenario that I can have a child right now. I don't know a man. There's a physical impossibility at play in my life. But since God said it, it must mean that my Heavenly Father is planning on taking my impossibility and turning it into a possibility." How many realize today God still does those kind of things? Got anybody in here that'll say, hey, I know God can do it. The Lord said, with men, these things are impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Come on, everybody, out loud with me. With God, everybody, all things are possible. Thank God, thank God. Somebody who'd found favor with the Lord warranted an explanation. See, when Zechariah and others respond to God with doubt, even in Zechariah's life, he ended up having a season of silence from the Lord. But Mary didn't come in doubt. She came in possibility. And so the Lord turned around and gave her the answer to her question. God's not intimidated by your questions. Questioning the Lord doesn't mean you have a lack of faith. Don't let the enemy lie to you about that. If you didn't have faith, you wouldn't be questioning. How can this be, since I know not a man? You got to see this. Luke 1:35. I'm almost done. Watch closely. And the angel said to her, what I believe the most amazing thing in all of Scripture, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Praise God, praise God. Believing for the supernatural involves trusting in what God says will happen and in the timing of what He says will happen. Little Mary, she's so innocent. She would eventually respond to these with these words, "Let it be to me according to your word." And in doing so, she exemplified a faith that rests solely in the sovereignty of God. Church, our belief for the supernatural is anchored. Everybody say anchored. It is secured. It is anchored in our ability to patiently wait for God's timing to manifest His wonders in our life. Amen. Come on, somebody. We conclude today before we pray. In Luke chapter 1, please read this week. We find this thread of awesome belief kind of woven into the supernatural encounters in the story. And if you're facing something this season that's requiring you to stretch your faith and to rely upon the Lord for the miraculous, all you got to do is what the Bible says to do. Embrace the unseen. Continue to be faithful to obey the Lord in what He says. Develop and nurture a heart of expectancy and anticipation. I want to pause there for just a moment. Somebody's thinking, Pastor Brandon, I've been through too much in my life to expect that anything good can happen to me. Let me minister to you for just a moment on that lie. Our Heavenly Father is full of love. He's full of hope. He's full of second chances. Aren't you glad about that one? Come on. We put our trust in Jesus, and one of the reasons, according to the book of Hebrews, is because He's our high priest, but not a high priest that can't be touched. He was tempted and challenged in all like manners according to how we were tempted and challenged. He's been through it, and He's overcome it on your behalf. He stands above every pain. with the willingness and the ability to heal you and heal your heart. If you trust him for healing, the enemy would love to speak into your life and deny you the opportunity to believe that you're worthy of God's touch. But God's power transcends what happened to you. He's able to restore and to renew, to reform and to reconcile every issue in your life. Can y'all receive that today, guys? Embrace the unseen. Obey the Lord. Have a heart of expectancy. Trust in the timing of God. These principles, these are how we discover the keys to unlocking the supernatural faith in this season of wonder. Oh, there's never been a greater time to believe together. When you believe beyond what your eyes can see, here's what happens. I've practiced this many, many times. Like you're staring down the barrel of a tough situation. Man, how we've been through some tough things. Praying hard. Many of you guys have been praying hard for my mom lately. She's been really debilitated and she's homebound and things like this. Let me tell you, y'all keep praying. A couple of weeks ago, she called me up rejoicing. She got out of the house and drove herself to Walmart. Come on, somebody. How about that? It's a blessing. She said it'd been the first time she'd been able to do that in almost a year. Don't stop praying. We went to see her on Thanksgiving Day. Had a great Thanksgiving meal. She had been up on her feet and prepared the entire Thanksgiving meal all by herself. And she was doing the Nana thing. Did you try this? Did you try that? Did you try this? Come on, how was it? Well, we've been through so many things. Things with our children needing healed. God needing to come through with great provision. God needing to move in the church. God needing to touch our bodies and heal us so that we could function. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Come on. It's like you're staring down the barrel of something tedious and challenging. And you just know that you're not really in the right place. When you take your eyes off of the obvious and you put it back on what God says. And you step off of doubt and into the realm of faith, he begins to do something great in your life. And you believe again. Somebody say believe again. Come on. Whatever it is you're believing for this morning, we're going to trust God together. You put yourself in the position. A broken, oh my Lord, what are we going to do mentality? Over here. In a different position. Position that stands tall and squares your shoulders. Put a smile on your face and said, you know what? I don't know where all the answers are coming from. But I know in whom I believe. If y'all receive it this morning, stand to your feet and begin to give God a great praise right now. Come on, praise him. Praise him in this.
Hey everyone, Pastor Kevin here, and thank you so much for joining with us in worship today, and I hope that you've been blessed, and I hope that something from the service really spoke to you. If you have anything going on inside, that anything you want to report, if you feel like you want to be saved, if you need something to pray about, go down to the comment section, just leave a comment. We'll get back to you as soon as possible. Again, thank you so much for joining with us in worship today. I hope you have a great week.